Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we're going to look at the readings for the fourth Sunday of Lent. Before I start this, I want to say, what have you decided to give up for Lent? It doesn't have to be big, but what do you to not gossip, to not lie, to be kind to your neighbor? Whatever the case may be, but choose something that you know would help someone else and you. Please, brothers and sisters, because God gave up his life for us. We should want to be able to do anything to please him, to honor him, to thank him. And getting rid of some things during this Lent is a way of doing that. It's a way of clearing the clutter in our lives and saying, Lord, I love you. And do you have a particular time of prayer every day? Even if that's 15 minutes a day, and it might be at lunch, it might be in the afternoon, it might be the first thing in the morning, I don't know. But whatever time you can get, please. You will be a better man or woman, a better mother or father. You'll be, if you are single, you'll be a much better person if we put God in his rightful place in our lives. And so today, we look now at the reading of Joshua, chapter 5, verses 9, and then 10 to 12. The Lord said to Joshua, today I have removed the reproach of Egypt from you. While the Israelites were encamped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover on the evening of the 14th of the month. On the day after the Passover, they ate of the produce of the land in the form of unleavened cakes and parched grain. On that same day after the Passover, on which they ate of the produce of the land, the manna ceased. No longer was there manna for the Israelites, who that year ate of the yield of the land of Canaan. Brothers and sisters, God's trying to take care of us. Are we allowing him in our own hearts, in our own time in this world? Are we allowing God to help us? Are we turning to him? Are we giving him the honor all the time? Are we thanking him for what he has done for us in our lives? Are we opening our hearts to what it is that he would like us to do in the future? I don't mean the scroll is going to come down from heaven and speak to you. I don't mean that. But you'll have them, even you'll like this one, but there's another one that's kind of getting your attention, whatever it may be. Ask God. Always ask God. And if you don't get any answer, then go ahead and make your own choice. But sometimes God will say something to you in your heart. A thought will come into your mind that you never thought of before. God is very good. He will help you. He wants you to be his disciple, his son, his daughter. He doesn't want us left out in cold. No father would do that for us. He wants us. He wants us to live this life and live it well. And he wants us to be with him in heaven forever. And when tragedies come upon us, go to the Lord first and say, Lord, what should I learn here? How can I do this better? How can I take care of this situation? Ask him. Today we look at Psalm 34. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The Lord will hear me and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Notice I sought the Lord. That means you stay right there all the time asking the Lord for what you need, for how to honor him and follow in his footsteps. Let us together extol his name. The Lord will hear you, and he will deliver you from all your fears. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. My goodness, brothers and sisters, how good God is to us. And we say, I never felt God was good to me. Well, are you good to God? Do you give him time every day, even if you have to break it into sections? Give God time. Read the readings of the day. Can't get to Mass, just read the readings of the day and learn from those readings what you can do or what you need to change to follow him more closely. And he will give you wisdom. He really will, because he wants you more and more to follow him, and he guides us in the right path. So let's take a look now at the letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against him, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. Read it over, brothers and sisters. Read it over. Open your heart. God wants to draw you close to himself, and he wants to use us, in a certain sense, as servants of his love. That's what he's calling us to do, all of us. He wants us to be servants of his love. Brothers and sisters, he loves us so much that that's the name of our community, the Servants of God's Love. We all should be servants of God's love. Open our hearts and do what God asks us to do. The kind, the gentle, the merciful. Or if somebody really needs to straighten out, speaking to him or her with courage, speaking the truth. You don't have to shout and yell. Speak the truth. Ask God to open their hearts. Now we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, and then jump up to verses 11 to 32. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat, but here I am dying from hunger? I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has now come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" Brothers and sisters, let me stop there for a moment and just say, this is what God wants to do when we're far away from him. When we've sinned, when we've got our own way, we're not with our families anymore, he wants to bring us back to him. And then we'll take care of the other arrangements, so to speak. But it's coming back to the Lord and saying, "Lord, help me. Help me to know what's right and wrong. Please, because he loves us." And he did that, and then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." And he, the brother, became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Do you open your hearts to people who have been away from your family or from your working place, and they've left in anger? Whatever the case may be, when that person comes to you, do you forgive them, or do you want to keep them away? Ask God for help. Ask God what you are to do, because obviously he wants them in his flock. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.